This is how we do.
This is how we do it. That's good.
Do you know how I know that
this
song?
This is how we do it. I don't know. It's been on the radio for like a really long time.
Pitch Perfect too.
Gosh. That should go into the bloopers.
No, that should be deleted. No one needs to know that. Hello and welcome to Catholic Bites, a podcast for busy Catholics. This is Father Conrad. I have with me Father Alec.
Hello.
And today we are going to talk about the Divine Office.
The Divine Office. What is that, Father Conrad? Is that?
You should know. You're required to pray it every day.
Okay, I was playing devil's advocate. I do know, but Divine Office, I was going to make some fun pun about. Is that where the Pope works?
Or yeah, that's like right. That's right. The Divine Office, or the Liturgy of the Hours.
Liturgy of the Hours.
Yes. Is the prayers that priests and religious and laity, if they want to.
Sure.
But priests and religious are required to pray at least 5 times a day,
yeah.
Sometimes 7 times a day. Mm-hmm. And it's what is it? Could you outline morning prayer or vespers?
Sure,
or something
sure,
like
sure.
That?
So basically it's an opportunity for you to pray with the scriptures, specifically and most fundamentally with the Psalms.
Yeah.
So if you do morning prayer, which is done in the morning, traditionally what we would have called lauds.
Yep.
So that's the first prayer. It's the morning prayer of the day. It is complicated. I'm sorry. It's probably your second prayer of the day. But you do morning prayer. You start with a hymn, which can be a wide variety of things. And then you move into the recitation of a psalm. And if you do it in common, you do it with you always do it with antiphons, but you do it kind of back and forth. You have this sort of group recitation of the psalm. You do 3 psalms. Well, you do 2 psalms and 1
canticle,
which is basically something from the prophets, Old Testament prophets. After you do that, you'll have a very brief reading from Scripture,
mm-hmm.
Often but not always the New Testament.
Yep.
And then you recite a gospel canticle in morning prayer. And the gospel canticle for the morning is the one that Zechariah sings when his mouth is freed after John.
The Benedictus.
Benedictus, mm-hmm. The canticle of Zechariah. And then you have your intercessions, which are just praying for the needs of the church. And then you have you always pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, as Jesus taught us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pray your just a closing prayer, which is the same as the collect that you would hear at Mass. So the opening prayer you'd hear at
exactly.
Mass.
Exactly. So I think this kind of can transition us into the history a little bit about where this comes from, why we do this, mm-hmm. because it's really built around the Psalms, right?
Sure. Yes. Like, that's the core of the Liturgy of the Hours. And
exactly.
Every hour has Psalms.
Yeah.
Not every hour has all those elements, but every hour has Psalms.
Exactly. And so, and if you're praying, there's like a 4-week cycle, and you basically go through the entire Psalter in 4 weeks. Sometimes you say different prayers.
And
over
if you're
and over.
A Benedictine and you're praying in a Benedictine monastery, you go through the whole Psalter every week, right?
Yeah.
So they pray more.
They pray more Psalms, yeah. So, and that gets us to our history. So, like, this way of praying, of course, comes back to the Jewish way of praying, which mm-hmm. was the Psalms were the prayer books of the Jews. It was mm-hmm. the prayer book of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We have him quoting the Psalms. We have him doing the Psalms. They sang a psalm at different moments. It was part of the temple ritual. It was part mm-hmm. of the synagogue ritual. The Psalms were key.
Yes.
And then in the early church, that got passed down.
Sure.
And St. Benedict talks about this in the Rule of St. Benedict, which is written, you know, a couple centuries into the history of the church.
Yeah,
so but he talks about the fathers that put them to shame, who prayed all 150 psalms in each day.
Yeah.
And so, like, the monks out in the desert were, like, part of their prayer to God was they used the psalms and they prayed them all.
Every day.
150
psalms.
And the psalms express, like, the whole wide range of human emotions, mm-hmm. human relationship with God, mm-hmm. and most of the time they're just songs of praise.
Sure.
Giving praise and glory to God. And so from that practice developed a kind of this set way of doing it. This St. Benedict in his rule outlines the patterns for Benedictines, like we should pray these psalms at this time and these psalms at that time and then these canticles and these things at these hours. And it kind of got situated throughout the day. So there's matins or the office of readings, which is done early in the morning, although in the current iteration, it can be done whenever.
Yeah.
Then there's morning prayer or lauds, and then there's 3 midday
prayers.
Yeah, which are just short little things in the middle of your
day.
Just
basically 3 psalms. That's pretty much the whole content.
Exactly.
There's a reading too, but.
And in the modern iteration of it, you can pray one of those 3 usually, although there are some places where they pray all 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's evening prayer or vespers.
Which is exactly like morning prayer, except with a different canticle. You say the Magnificat of Mary, mm-hmm. And obviously different psalms.
And then night prayer or compline, which you pray right before you go to bed.
Yes.
And so there's this whole day sanctification that happens with the Liturgy of the Hours.
Yes.
And that's why it's called the Liturgy of the Hours. Yes. It takes you through the day
and sanctifies every moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it inserts the Psalms, it inserts this word of prayer into your heart and into your mind.
Sure.
From the very beginning of your day.
It's such a beautiful thing. I think many people don't realize that if you are ordained as a Catholic priest or as a deacon, mm-hmm. Or if you take religious vows of various types, I think most of them require this. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for every religious order, but you are required to pray five distinct times a day. And it's got this element of like you're praying five times a day, and you're praying the prayer that Jesus himself was praying. It's this incredible intimacy with the way that Jesus would have prayed. We're taking after him in this real sense. And one of the beautiful things about praying the Liturgy of the Hours is that it is, you know, we talk often on this podcast about we want to direct our attention to God. Mm-hmm. And these are prayers that are given to us that we then, you know, maybe we're feeling really joyful, but the psalm is a lament psalm. It's like a really drastic lament psalm. And you find yourself sort of carried to God in that direction, even mm-hmm. if that's not how you would have prayed at that moment. Mm-hmm, it mm-hmm. forces you, and it gives you this chance to be able to experience the fullness of this kind of human relationship with God throughout the days. And if you pray it earnestly, it really does move you in ways that you wouldn't have moved yourself.
You know, it's amazing. People think that priests are required to say Mass every day.
Yeah.
And we're not actually required to say Mass every day.
We do. No, generally, we should.
You should, but it's not like it's not one of the promises we make. You know, obviously, why wouldn't you want to? I mean, but we are required to pray the Liturgy of the Hours every day. So like that's how important this
is. Yeah.
That it's more important. The Eucharist is like the most transcendent and incredible thing we can do, but it is given to us as a duty that we need to undertake. We pray with and for the church. This is the prayer book of the church. These are the words the church is saying at any given moment during the day.
Yeah, we do it every day.
And all the world is praying in this way. And it's a way for us to unite ourselves with the church and to offer it up for the salvation of souls and for the goodness of the intentions of the church.
So. Yeah. It's just a great spiritual benefit. And just a plug, if you're a layperson and you're interested in doing it, it can be a touch intimidating to get started, mm-hmm. but ask your parish priest. He can help guide you through it. It is a wonderful way, even if you just do a couple of the hours, to sanctify the morning, sanctify the evening. It's a really beautiful thing to do.
And on that note, there are different books that you buy. So the book that has Liturgy of the Hours is called The Breviary. That breviary comes in different ways. So you can buy the really cheap and short one, Shorter Christian Prayer, which is kind of like a really condensed down version of the Liturgy of the Hours. Then you can buy Christian Prayer, which is a one volume, mm-hmm. which has almost everything except it doesn't have the full
office readings.
And it has a couple of certain things are different than in the full one. And then the full one is the full four volume breviary, which is
an investment.
Everything.
So if you want to try, maybe get Christian Prayer first, or maybe even Shorter Christian Prayer.
Or you can get, there's a great app for free online, iBreviary, which has everything on it.
Although we'll put it all together for you. It's not quite
It's kind
as
of
much
a bummer
fun.
Praying on a phone. Yeah. But it is, it's a free way to at least see, is this something I want to add to my life? And it really does kind of force you to stop in the middle of your day, at the beginning of your day, at the end of your day, and think about God and offer him a sacrifice of praise.
Absolutely. Beautiful way to live your faith.
And one final little plug is they're working on a new translation of the breviary.
So hold off on buying that breviary. Got the new model coming off.
Hopefully in a couple years we'll have a new translation. God willing. Although by saying that it probably means it's going to be another decade. But they're doing a really cool job at the USCCB and
ISIL. It's the kind of thing that gets the Catholic Bites podcasters like excited is when you talk about the new translation of the breviary.
Can't wait. Counting down the days. Can't wait for it to come.
Just counting down endless days.
That's right. Yeah.
It's
this indefinite time when it will finally come out. Okay. Well, I mean, if that nerdiness didn't turn you off now from praying the breviary, hopefully you will.
It's worthwhile. It is just because we do time. It doesn't mean it's not worthwhile.
No, exactly. It's worth the time. It's a really beautiful way to pray and to enter into the church's liturgy. If you'd like to learn more about the church's liturgy, about other beautiful ways to pray, you can find out more on CatholicBitesPodcast.com, or you can find us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, Father Alec, for being with us. And thank you, everyone, for listening. God bless you.